And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Line dancing has been a craze here on the coastside, and so our feature story of the week this week is with the people who brought you the line dancing. That's Carol Hunter and Hillary Stamper from Coastside Country. I'm Cindy Menzel, and Hillary and Carol, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Okay, great. So you're coming up on your one-year anniversary. So tell me, how did you get started? Why did you get started? Who wants to start?
Well, Carol and I were originally Lindy Hop dancers when each of us moved to Half Moon Bay. And then once we had children, we had to kind of give up our line dancing careers Lindy Hop dancing careers, because it's quite hard to find Lindy Hop dancing on the coast. So we had this long pause of our love of dancing in which we raised kids. Fast forward to high school, where my girls got me super excited about country music. And I went down to Santa Barbara to go to a John Party and Nico Moon concert. They had this thing happening in this massive tent where they played songs, and suddenly everyone on the dance floor would jump in and do the same dance.
Okay.
And I told Rick, oh my gosh, what is happening there? That is the most magical thing. I need to learn what this is and how to do it. And I was actually more entranced with this tent than I was with John Party or Nico Moon, even though I love both of them. And so I came back, searched what this was, and discovered that it's this thing called line dancing. And I told Carol about it, and we decided we were going to try to learn how to line dance, so we hosted a little event with a teacher at our house and loved it. And so then we found this line dancing teacher over the hill, Line Dancing Lisa, and we started going over to dance with her and just became her little groupies, and we're just having the sad feeling that the only problem was there was no one on the coast to line dance with when we didn't want to go over the hill. So Carol and I were like, one day when we were dancing in my living room, God, it would be so amazing if we could just have line dancing here on the coast. I wonder if we could start a class and maybe we could get like 5 people who would come and line dance with us, and then we would be able to do this in Half Moon Bay as well as over the hill. And so I talked with some of my colleagues at Parks and Rec, and they agreed we could do a Parks and Rec class. We set it up. Carol, do you want to take it from there?
There you go.
Yeah, so we started out, we reserved the train depot, and we were thinking maybe we'd get like 5 or, you know, maybe 15 people to go. We ended up having 65 people register for the first class.
And the train depot, you couldn't get 65
exactly.
people in
so
the
we had
train
to,
depot?
Luckily, the Ted Adcock Center was available, and we had to move immediately to the Ted Adcock Center, and it's just kind of taken off from there ever since. And now, you know, we're celebrating our first anniversary.
You are. So let's talk about it. So that's why you started. It's become so popular. And why do you think it's so popular? We talked, Carol, you thought it was said it's good for your body, brain, and spirit. What does that mean for you?
Definitely for me, one of the things that I do for my day job, I work at Stanford in the employee wellness program, and we do a lot of classes on, you know, like cognitive health and longevity, and basically line dancing kind of checks all the boxes for things that we need to feel healthy and happy, especially as we're aging or just any time at life. It gives you physical exercise. It also gives you mental stimulation. So when you're trying to remember all these different steps, your brain is working for that. And it also gets you out and socializing with people. There've been a lot of studies that, you know, social connection is just so important for our mental well-being in so many different ways. So I think that, you know, line dancing is something that really brings all of those things to light.
Well, and I attend the line dancing, and Hillary, you can say it is fun. It is just fun. And so we've created such a great community. You've got, I think the last one we had 80 people in there, and you have anywhere between 80 and 100 people, and you're so good with beginners, because then if you know how to walk, you can line dance. And it's, I like it because it doesn't really matter. You don't have to have a partner, and nobody's looking at you except for yourself. So, but talk to me about the community, and we know it's just been growing. The community itself has been growing.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most rewarding things. And one of the reasons why Hillary and I wanted to start Coastside Country is because we had this amazing community over the coast or over the hill, and we wanted to bring that to Half Moon Bay. And we just are so thrilled to see people, you know, that are, you know, coming to our classes. It's not just like an exercise class or something like that. They're actually, you know, meeting people, making friends, doing things that are outside of class. We have people who are, you know, would never have come across each other in their normal walks of life. People of all different ages. They are then going out, building true friendships that are, you know, really supporting them through some of them having some pretty difficult times. So it's a, you know, it's not only fun, but it's also just very a deep personal experience.
Well, and it's very evident of Coastside behavior. We are a welcoming community. So a couple people have said, oh, they see us dancing in the parades, will the pumpkin festival, the July 4th, that type of thing. But there's also a National Parks Lighthouse tour that the line dancers, we did that and won first place or won. So tell us about this fundraising event for this for the lighthouse down, and well, tell us about it.
Yeah, well, that was really fun. One of our participants is a park ranger with the California State Parks. And so she let us know that there is actually a national dance competition, lighthouse dance competition, which we, you know, knew nothing about. And they were invited to participate last year, but they didn't have time. And it was happening in just a couple of weeks. And so she was asking, could we put something together for the Pigeon Point Lighthouse down in South Coast? And so we thought that was a super fun idea. So we went down. We had to use this kind of royalty-free muzak. So we found one that worked okay with one of our dances. And then we were able to use this beautiful location by Pigeon Point. And then we were thinking, wow, it would be so great if we could get some like aerial footage. And one of our participants is actually a wedding photographer. And so she allowed us to really use her drone. So we got some amazing footage of us all dancing down at the lighthouse, submitted the video, and we actually, yeah, won first place and ended up winning, I think it was several hundred dollars for the Pigeon Point Lighthouse, which was so fun.
Yes, that is so fun. There's been so many great things this year. You have your one-year anniversary. And Hillary, so one of the things is you're 1 year old now. So what has been your aha? What have you learned? What's the neatest or most fun thing that's happened in your 1 year of Coastside Country, by the way, which is coastsidecountry.org or coastsidecountry.com. And by the way, if you want to start, they have all of their dances on there with videos, so you can also practice before you get to class if you want to. But tell your 1 year old, tell us about.
I think there's two things to talk about. One of them is just to touch a little bit more on the community side things that we were mentioning earlier. There are some really tough times right now for all of us, just not just personally, but nationally. And I think Coastside Country and line dancing in general is a place that really transcends a lot of ideology and brings people together in this shared common space to get to know one another outside of so many normal constructs of society. And I think it, for me, brings me hope for everything when I see people coming together and feeling like they have a place where everyone belongs. You know, some people feel challenged by dancing and they're afraid to put themselves out there. And it's hard for some people to do some of the more advanced dances. And it takes, you know, it definitely takes time. I think that's maybe goes to the second part of what I have noticed is that Carol and I have spent a lot of time trying to figure out like the right formula to bring in newcomers and let them feel comfortable and give them a chance to be part of this community. And then also victims of our own success in the sense that our students are amazing. And some of them are just so enthusiastic about this now that we sometimes feel like we have nothing left to teach them. They're just incredible. Oh my. And so it's like balancing, how do you bring these new people in and help them feel welcome? How do you support those who are just finding these amazing successes and allow them to keep growing?
We actually have a place where people can recommend dances. And so that's just going gangbusters. And, you know, we only have so much time to introduce new dances because we also want to review the dances that people have. And there's so many dances because line dancing has been around for decades. We're just discovering it kind of now, but, you know, people have been doing it for decades. And then there's always new dances that are being made for new songs. So you can never learn them all.
I think one of the biggest appeals of line dancing is it gives you that way to express your love of music and not feel self-conscious.
Well, that and you don't need a partner, which yes. for a lot of, especially women, and there are plenty of men who attend this, the line dancing class and who are line dancers. But anyway, so that's line dancing on the coast side. And this is the feature story of the week. I'm Cindy Menzel.
Line dancing, it's the rage, crossing age barriers from the young to, well, the not so young. Thanks to Cindy Menzel for our feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.